Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Hour 3 of Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny, with Denise Dirks, Todd Kuhnin, and our producer, Cal Hunter. We love being together. We are close friends. Remember, this is the most exciting, entertaining, and sometimes informative show on earth. We are your hosts talking about the latest, most updated lawsuits, legal issues going on in the United States. We make fun with it and sometimes make fun of it. And we actually, you might even learn something, but probably not. Don't expect that, right? We're just here to have fun. Remember, we're going to talk, we're not talking about major legal topics. We're doing general topics. Go seek local counsel. Don't say, look, you know, you guys are giving legal advice and blah, blah, blah. No, we're not. We're having fun. But we're going to talk about the U.S. soccer team's latest lawsuit, Amazon's latest lawsuit against them, Air Force cadets suing. And what are they suing for? We're going to talk about. And then we've got to talk about Palin's latest lawsuit loss against the New York Times and what's going on after that. And then we've just got more and more stuff. We've got so many things to talk about. We've got Brad Pitt issues and Angelina Jolie.
Who doesn't talk have about Brad that. Pitt issues?
Well, you know, if I was his hand, I don't know. But anyway, all I've got to say is we've got so many things to talk about.
Can
it'll
we
take forever.
Stop now?
No, we're not going to stop because we got Kelly Clarkson to talk about, too. So, we're going to talk about Kelly Clarkson, maybe. Maybe if we can get to it. She wants to change her name legally, you know. And we've got Brad and Jolie talking. The Brad and Angelina Jolie is very interesting. I want to talk about that. I might even push that up at the beginning after we do the case or no case, because that's really interesting what is going on with their French chateau.
It's like Brad and Angelina and Johnny Depp and Amber Heard were in this who can make it more interesting?
I think they're in a couples therapy group together.
Yeah, wouldn't that be
interesting?
Fred, you have often offered
yes.
to be the mediator.
For free, only for an hour.
For Amber Heard and Johnny Depp. Would you even take a stab at trying to do a four-way with Amber Heard, Johnny Depp, Brad Pitt, and Angelina Jolie,
yes.
all in the same room.
And we'll do it in Malibu.
No, you need to have me partnering with you on that
okay.
one.
Okay, and we will do it in Malibu so they don't have to change. And we'll go down by Zuma Beach, and we can just sit there and zen and talk about the cases together. We will sit in a circle. And look, Denise, you're invited. Todd, you're invited. And Cal. Cal is, he's not a lawyer, but he could sure help. Teach people things.
I've recorded and play it back later. You know.
Actually, we won't record it at all because it's attorney-client stuff.
Okay, I mean, never mind.
It's
confidential mediation. But you know what? That would be. We will do it for free.
I would just die laughing if we finally get all four people there. Fred sits in. All right, we need to come to an agreement, and all four of them are like,
"No."
But what are you talking about? We get along famously. This is all just to keep us relevant in the press.
And then, you know,
what the heck? You know, let's go out for a drink. We're doing
it. And Fred would say, so it's agreed.
No, so what I say is, well, I want to be relevant in the press. Let's keep talking about it.
Yeah. No, I'm just teasing.
Let's open an influencer house.
An influencer lawyer house?
Yes.
There you go.
Wow. What's that? Denise, Todd, and I, and Todd walking around in his underwear with his cats? That's not looking good.
That would be influential.
You're not going to influence too many people with that.
Cal rolling in a little bit later with his wife and saying, you know, we better take over this house here.
This is a lot nicer than ours.
I'll be honest with you, and I love my wife's side of the family, but there are some interesting characters, and it's all brothers. My wife's the only girl. And they've always said, put all the sister-in-laws and myself in a house together. That would be a great show. And I'm telling you, that would be the coolest show. It would be the most off-the-wall show because there's personalities all over the board there, and I'd be the only guy there, and I would just make it work. It would be just fun.
CBS would do the spin-off. You could be Big Brother-in-Law.
No, Big Brother-in-Law. That's right. Or Fred's House. That'd be really
even better.
Fred's House. Well,
Five Nights at Freddy's.
Yeah. So we're going to talk about all that stuff, and even though we're getting into anecdotal stuff. But the most important thing here is we're doing our case or no case with Cal Hunter.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Yay!
All right, Claude Howard was a small town CPA. He had a great practice and a great life. And then he decided he wanted to give something back to his community of Greenville, South Carolina. He wanted to run for auditor and treasurer. This would allow him to keep a close eye on city finances, something he did anyway, and oversee the city's investments. He was running against the incumbent, Annie Salem. Miss Salem was in trouble. The city's investments had not performed well, and Howard's campaign made sure all the local media knew this. But then, as they do every election, campaign finance contribution reports came out. Arlo Pickworth, the local Edward Jones broker, had made a donation to Claude Howard's campaign for $100. But the local TV station got the report, and the reporter mistyped it into the graphics generator as $1,000. That raised the red flag of potential conflict of interest between the auditor treasurer and the broker, who could have maybe funneled some of the city's investments through him. It gave the appearance of a bad thing, even though it was innocent. You know, the two men went to the local Rotary Club together. Come on. Howard denied the allegations of conflict and tried from the Friday of the report to election day the next Tuesday to get a correction and retraction on the local news, and in fact even bought political ads at great expense to error correction. But the reporter was not available. She was due to have a baby any minute, and Howard lost the election. The TV station general manager appeared on a nightly newscast and apologized. Nonetheless, Howard thought the damage had been done, so he went to see his lawyer and said, listen, this is something they knew was non-factual, and they aired it anyway, and so I ask you, do I have a case or no case? Todd Kunin, go.
Are you telling me that in the middle of a contested election, there might have been some information put out that was inaccurate, Cal? Say it isn't so.
Right? Hard to believe.
Oh, my gosh.
Hard to believe.
How does that happen in today's day and age where if it's on the Internet or television, it must be true?
Well, I'm kind of thinking the real issue with this guy was, look, the report said $100. You guys erroneously reported $1,000, and that's a problem.
Yes.
You know, so,
mm-hmm.
So
and you know what? And the five people that saw that report, that might have swayed their vote. Cal, this is interesting. I think that it piggybacks off a lot of things that have come up in, oh gosh, every election cycle for at least the last decade and a half. And oh, it wasn't true about me, and back and forth. And in this one here, I'm going to say no case.
Fair enough, Denise. What do you think about this?
I think that this tracks one of our topics for today, which is Sarah Palin.
Oh.
And I do think that that Claude Howard cannot show actual malice. And so any suit against the newspaper or the news reporter will not take any traction at all. He would lose it. But because it reminds me of Sarah Palin, I'm going to say that it is a made-up story. And there's no case.
You guys.
Just like Sarah's thing, huh? It's a made-up story, but they retracted, right? They retracted.
But in
they
this
retracted.
Case, yeah. In this case, the story was made up by the New York Times in her case, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I'm going to say I'm following Denise. I truly think, Cal, this is just a scenario. I think it might even be a scenario, but it is not a case. Todd, you said it's not a case either.
I said it's not a case.
So we got three not a cases, not a case.
And if it's a case, guess what? Cal is going to get 3 points.
You know, sometimes you guys are just no fun. You can't all agree with each other. That's not right.
I truly think that's what it is. Before I go just to disagree to try to get points, and I always lose, so I just might as well I'm going with my gut.
Well,
we come back, we're going to find out about my case or no case. Women's soccer, latest Palin lawsuit. We're talking about Brad Pitt. We got to talk about Kelly Clarkson. We got a lot of issues. We'll be back.
Our show prep agenda is loaded with good stuff, and you won't want to miss a second of the show as it continues. So stay tuned. This is Radio Law Talk.
Stay tuned for more Radio Law Talk. It's coming right up after we break away.
commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease. These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
Call now, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182. Again, that's 800-238-9182.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-711-9218. 800-711-9218. 800-711-9218. That's 800-7.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Boys are weird.
Are you serious?
This is Radio Law Talk with Frederick Penny.
We're back talking about U.S. women's soccer. They brought a lawsuit, as you know. Oh, what? No, we're doing case or no case.
Yes, we are.
Oh, my gosh. I forgot.
I want to know if we won.
Oh, my gosh. You're right. You're like, oh. We are going to talk about women's soccer. Let's finish case or no case. I apologize. I was so excited to talk about that. Cal, all of us said that's no case when you talked about this very interesting case?
Well, for this disgruntled candidate for city office, I will say this. This previous version of Cal's Fairy Tales is brought to you by...
No case. No case. No
okay,
case.
So we won.
No case. You did. All of you won. Congratulations to all of you.
Yeah. Cal, I'm
still ahead.
We're still getting... What's the score?
I'm at 36. Fred, you're at 31.
Wow, we're catching.
Oh, wait. 33. Yeah, 31. And Todd is at 26.
Good. Oh,
my score is the same as the age I identify with. Which is less than half my actual age.
62?
Yeah, he's dyslexic.
Well, the women's soccer bring a lawsuit for the following. And look, let me tell you, I'm going to preface this. We are politically neutral. We argue both sides. But I have a question about this that I'm curious. And I want Denise actually to answer this as a woman. And I just wonder that we don't have all the facts. Now, the argument is... that the women's soccer is not getting paid equal, that the men's soccer are getting paid for the USA soccer teams, right? Now, here's an interesting way, kind of whacked, that I was kind of shocked about, whacked numbers about the World Cup. So FIFA, or FIFA, is when they have the World Cup, how the men get paid and the women. Now, this does not have anything to do with... I mean, FIFA is separate than the U.S. Women's Soccer
That is correct.
Association, right? So we're talking something separate, but I just want you to hear this. So the World Cup in 2019 was in Paris. So this is what the disparity is in the pay. FIFA, that's the soccer worldwide, awarded $400 million in prize money for the 32 teams at the 2018 Men's World Cup. And $38 million to the champion. That was France. Now, FIFA awarded $30 million total. Don't forget, it was $400 million. $30 million total to the women for 24 teams, so it was less teams. But in 2019, the Women's World Cup, including $4 million to the USA, who won, compared to the $38 million that was paid to the men's. Now, the U.S. women's soccer team sues, not on those issues, but on issues saying they're not getting paid equal that men are being paid. And as of now, they just settled out for $24 million, the women's soccer, saying that over this is not just this past year, but over the years they haven't received equal pay. And the settlement was $24 million. Now, here's the questions I have. The first question is, was that, and this is not what's come out, was that due to the percentage of the income that came in due to television, due to endorsements, et cetera, to the men's compared to the women? Or was that just the disparity in general? That's the first question. Now, let me ask you the second question. The second question is, and I've been at the airport in Sacramento, California. And I remember going to the airport and seeing when they had the team, the WNBA team, the Sacramento women's basketball, WNBA, and they were getting on Southwest Airlines. I think it was Southwest or Delta, where the men are flying on private charter, right? So my question is, if this is the case, and it had to do with because of the amount of income that came in, does now that WNBA get paid as the same as the NBA, and or should they? That's the question I'm going to ask you guys. Go for it, whoever wants to talk about that.
So you want me to go first? You want me to go first? You're giving me this look like you want to go first.
No.
Okay, you want me to go first? Okay.
Yes.
All right. So here is the way that I look at this. First, I'm happy that the suit settled, and I'm happy that it appears that both sides are agreeable and amenable to the terms of the settlement. Okay. I'm a little perplexed as to how the suit was even filed or came about or the circumstances to begin with for this reason. Women's soccer is a union. They fall under the name of their union is the U.S. Women's National Soccer Team Players Association. And they have a collective bargaining agreement. They collectively bargain with U.S. soccer over wages, hours, and working conditions. And the amount for which they were paid was pursuant to the amount that they collectively bargained for under the previous collective bargaining agreement. Now, once that expired, they didn't have a collective bargaining agreement going forward with U.S. Soccer, but they were still a union. They were still able to collectively bargain. Typically, when a group is not able to reach an agreement with ownership about pay, what do? Either you have, like we have in baseball, the owners lock the players out, or you have the players strike and refuse to perform labor until we reach a new collective bargaining agreement. And this all falls under the purview of the National Labor Relations Act as monitored by the National Labor Relations Board. So why is it that this suit gets filed initially with the EEOC, which is for private employers, not necessarily union employers, when you already have agreed to be in an arena where you can collectively bargain for wages, and if you don't like it, then take it to the bargaining table? That's the one that I have a question about. I don't know how this got started, but it did. And to answer your question, while we know the amount of the pot in both men's soccer and women's soccer that came from FIFA, I mean, look, the women's World Cup, the total pot is less than 10% of the total pot for the men. So clearly it's different. What we don't know is how much does women's soccer generate in terms of ad and television revenue versus men's soccer versus
right.
ads and television revenue. But if FIFA is any gauge, my guess is a lot more revenue is generated for men's soccer than women's soccer.
And maybe it's still, even though it's generated more, it's still unequal as to the percentage. We're going to come back and talk more about this and get the woman power lawyer's perspective on it, Denise Dirks. We'll be back.
Radio Law Talk can be heard on RadioLawTalk.com from 9 to noon Pacific time every Saturday. That's RadioLawTalk.com. Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Do you run a business and want to learn how you can get between $10,000 to $5 million in 60 seconds? We're Biz to Credit, a top-rated online financing provider to hundreds of thousands of America's business owners. If your business does at least $120,000 a year in gross sales, we can get you more money to run your business in as little as 72 hours. Our terms are simple. Repayment plans are flexible and based on your cash flow. Plus, the paperwork is minimal and the approval process is fast. So in the time you've listened to this commercial, you could have learned if you qualify to get up to $5 million in cash deposited to your business bank account in the next 2 to 3 days. Funding specialists are ready to take your call right now and get you the money you need fast. Call 800-559-5523. That's 800-559-5523. Again, 800-559-5523. Call now.
I've got to get my car washed. The dirt, it just won't do.
The best thing about Quick Cut Car Wash is whenever you go through, the smell in your car is always great, and they have super fun lights and colors.
But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
Your car smells good and it's clean at Quick Cut Car Wash.
And I know this place right down the road.
Quick Cut Car Wash.
Quick Cut Car Wash.
Get the Quick Cut confidence.
Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch.
Get the quick quack habit. Take a car once a week.
Just come and see. I guarantee your ride will steal the show.
I like Quick Quack because of the mascot, Quackles.
Come on, Quick Quack Car.
So we sell unlimited membership for per vehicle. You can add a family plan and add an additional vehicle at a discounted rate.
Don't drive that dirty car. Quick Quack Car Wash. They'll have you looking sharp.
Keep listening for an exciting offer from U.S. Med. If you're living with diabetes and using it.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Russia is continuing its advance into Ukraine. The speed of the Russian advance has slowed because of strong Ukrainian resistance. Around 150,000 Russian forces are now fighting in the country. The Kremlin said that President Putin had ordered a pause on Friday, but decided to resume because Ukraine rejected talks. The Ukrainian news outlet reported that a bridge was blown up on the Kyiv-Zhytomyr highway, killing one child and injuring four people. Also, at least six people were injured when Russian rocket fire hit a high-rise building in Kyiv. Since Russian forces invaded Ukraine on Thursday, 198 civilians have been killed, including three children, and over 1,000 civilians have been injured. Ukrainian President Zelensky said he has no plans on the army backing down, despite fake information online. This is USA Radio News.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
That is Armadillo. Oh, come on.
Time to get back to Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station.
If you want to call in and talk about this topic, you can call in at 855-529-7234. We're live 9 to noon Pacific time, so if it's you are not listening to it during that time, we will not be answering the phones. But this is a very interesting thing we're talking about. And again, we like to argue both sides. And we don't know everything, so we're going to say that right up front. We don't know everything. But the question is, and that's why I put Todd and Denise talking about it, and I want Denise to lay in on about the disparity with the Women's Cup and the issues of women getting paid less than men, is number one, Todd brought up a good argument. It's just, hey, this is the agreement. This is what the agreement was. When the agreement ends, that's when you can argue it, right? Because you have a collective bargaining agreement. The other issue does it go off the amount of income coming in through commercials, through TV, through whatever, and they get their percentage of that? It sounds like they don't. But there's clearly a huge disparity. And we don't know this answer, but I'm going to lean saying that women's soccer in 2019, probably back to 2006, 17, 18, when they were really good. Again, this is not a factual thing. This is just the Fred Penny. I remember everyone talking about women's soccer. I don't ever remember anyone talking about men's soccer. So the question is, did they get more, you know, TV play or more popularity during that time? I would think yes.
In this suit, that's not the issue. The issue is equal pay, equal employment opportunities. That's what the whole thing was about. It was not about the contract dispute. In fact, that contract had expired, and the unions had a very major problem on their hand because these soccer players were not going to enter into another collective bargaining agreement unless they had equal rights. And in fact, that is what came out of the suit, which is amazing. paid to resolve the suit. $22 million goes to the actual named soccer players, and $2 million going into a fund to help charities. So when the soccer players are finished with their career, they can apply for up to $50,000 to start charitable items, you know, and things that they want to do. And in my opinion, if the union had not agreed to the settlement, there would have been a major uprising. And women just have not had equal bargaining position. So what is conditioned on this money being paid is also conditioned on the ratification by the women of new collecting bargaining agreement for the USWNT and for U.S. soccer. And then that will resolve all the claims in the 2019 suit. And in 2019, the women were so successful and won so much, they got a lot of a national attention. The question becomes, does it mean that they get less pay because they may not get the same pay for endorsements when women only get 83 cents on the dollar usually? You know, that's what the question is, or less. And so this is a huge win for women and all women, not just soccer players.
No, I think Todd said this was a good thing. It was good that they settled.
Yeah, no, I agree with Todd.
I think it's good that they settled, and I think it's good that both parties are happy. The issue that I bring up, again, kind of gets to what you just said. You said this was about pay and equal employment opportunities, right?
Yes.
Well, again, when you join a union, now, just because the collective bargaining agreement expired doesn't mean that the union all of a sudden is decertified and there's no longer a union. They're still a part of a union. And if they're still a part of that union, when you join a union, it's telling that union, you will bargain on behalf of me, the employee. And there's three things that they bargain over with a union: wages, hours, and working conditions. Wages would be the pay. And so this, in my opinion, should have always been a union collective bargaining issue. Now, where I will say, and in the last 3 minutes while you were talking, I researched up because we had questions about how much revenue men's soccer and women's soccer brings in. And what's perplexing to me is why the people bargaining, collectively bargaining on behalf of women's soccer, did not use these statistics to force, through collective bargaining, better wages. Because here's the stat coming from PolitiFact that I'm reading right here. From 2016 to 2018, during that period, the women's team brought in $50.8 million in revenue, while the men's team, who were paid more under their contract, brought in $49.9 million.
That's what they've won.
But here's the thing. They shouldn't have won it through EEOC. They should have won it through the collective bargaining process,
right?
Because they have a union to tell the union, to tell the soccer, look, we bring in more money than the men do. We are more profitable to you than the men's ball club. And if you don't pay us accordingly, you're not going to have a women's soccer team.
Well, that's a slam dunk.
And that is where you then have the employer say, well, we don't want to lose this $50 million in revenue, so we better pay you because we don't want you to walk out. And it didn't go that way.
Without bringing the equal opportunity and pay issue in the EOC court, they never would have been able to overcome that, sorry to say this, sexist belief, mm-hmm. comparing women and male and female players. That's what was happening. So by them bringing in the equal opportunity, it took away, I believe, that old notion of comparison between female and male players.
Well, let's even compare, though. Women are kicking the butt of men when it comes to the finances. They're making more money for it. And that's what's interesting. It's like, I can at least see the argument if the women are bringing in $10 million a year and the men $50 million, right?
Yeah.
But it's the women are bringing in more. Did it say in 2019? When did they win the World Cup? What years?
2019.
Yeah. I wonder what 2019 was. Probably even bigger than that.
Now, here's the thing. This was only from 2016 to 2018.
18. Right.
Now, here's why. With the Women's World Cup, in terms of the amount paid from FIFA, the men's team, I think they qualified for World Cup, they just didn't go very far. Based upon a $400 million total pot, with the winner making $38 million, the men's team probably made more in the World Cup than the women's team did, because the women's team only got $4 million.
$3 million, I think it was.
It was four.
It was four.
Four million.
And they were the
$4 million for being the winning team, but the team that came in dead last in the World Cup with a $400 million total pot made more than $4 million. And if that was, and so that year, and this is every 4 years that you have the World Cup, that might be skewing the revenue over a 4 year period. This was only reported for a 3 year period. Yeah. So I don't know what that fourth year for World Cup, what effect that would have had on it. But for a 3 year period, the women made more than the men did. And I think that's where they can go in. And I guess the only disagreement I have is
the women made more revenue, brought in more revenue.
They brought in more revenue for that. And that's where, if that is a consistent thing and ongoing, well, rather than the EEOC, I disagree that they needed that lawsuit to overcome the sexist nature of it. I think it's a matter of dollars and cents. If you're making more money, you go to, I don't care what you think about women or men from, if I was negotiating on behalf of the women, we make more money for you. And unless you pay us accordingly, we will go on strike and you won't make a dime and you can't contract with anybody else. And U.S. soccer doesn't want to lose that $50 million, right? And because they've also got contracts with television providers to put a product out in the field, and they don't want to put out scrubs, I think there was an opportunity for them to collectively bargain and get those.
It sounds like the FIFA is even way more skewed than the USA.
It is.
Way more.
It is, but I do have to say something.
Yeah.
There's a lot more men's teams.
Not that many more, though.
In the world? Yes.
Oh, no, but I'm saying in the World Cup,
there's... Well, that's what FIFA's about.
Yeah, FIFA. There, right? It said the number. How many? Well, the number was 30 something women team and 40 something men's team. Hold on.
I think Denise is talking about the total number.
I'm saying the total number.
Right. Men's soccer players worldwide playing in leagues and all this kind of stuff versus women's soccer players turning.
But still, FIFA. In FIFA, there's 24 women's teams and 32 men's teams. So it's not that big of a difference. It's an 8 difference. Last time I checked my math, that's only 18 difference. Yet the difference is disparity was. What, $400 million go to the men and $30 million gross go to the women? That's not, like, even close. That's a massive disparity. But, again, we're talking about more progressive United States. Other countries are not going to be so progressive. You know what I'm saying?
We'll have to see what happens. I mean, it might be a trend. We'll have to see.
We'll see. But anyway, that was an interesting discussion. That's why we're here at Radio Law Talk. We like to argue both sides and see how it comes out. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO or go to Radio Law Talk. Well, we'll be back for our final segment and do, what do we do at the very end, Cal?
We do quick takes, where you get to give a quick take on one of the topics we've discussed today. And one of these times we might even have a quiz. But not now. We'll do quick takes in the last hour. So stay tuned for the rest of Radio Law Talk. Stay tuned for more Radio Law Talk. It's coming right up after we break away.
Legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason Rosbach.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com. No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your case.
Oh, that's dumb.
And now back to Radio Law Talk. And here's your host, Frederick Penny.
We appreciate you guys chit-chatting with us and hanging out while Denise looks at her phone and talking about Kelly Clarkson, Bo Bice, and all the different American Idol winners, because we're going to talk about Kelly Clarkson this last segment. But you know what? Thanks for joining us. We really appreciate you. Man, you're 3 hours. You got your seatbelt on. You're listening to all this fun stuff. And we like the last segment because it's like a rush. What do you want to call it? We just boom, 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 hit some stuff. And I'm going to hit the Amazon one, and we're each going to talk about a certain topics. Denise is going to talk about what? What are you going to talk about, Denise? You don't know.
Sarah Palin.
Okay, it's Palin. What do you want to talk about, Tom? Oh, Clarkson.
Yes. Let's talk about Kelly Clarkson.
Okay, first I want to talk about the Amazon lawsuit. So what happened is recently our firm did bring a lawsuit against Lyft, and about the big issue is, are they independent contractors or not? This is what Amazon's, there's an accident that occurred where a truck the guy was looking down, Amazon driver, and they're saying they're independent contractors, and they're not, quote, Amazon-type drivers, and this is in Virginia, and ran over a motorcyclist and broke his leg and hurt him, and they had to amputate his leg. So the latest that's going on, he hurt his wrist also, is the individual was looking down at his GPS directions, and the big argument here is for the lawyers, for the plaintiff's lawyers, for the motorcyclist who was injured, which is kind of a great argument, that Amazon pushes their drivers and or their, quote, independent drivers that they argue, independent contractors, to unrealistic expectations that put drivers at seriously doing seriously dangerous stuff. Now, here's one thing I want to bring up. I didn't know this, that apparently there's an Amazon Flex app. And this app is in their vehicle, and if you're falling behind, it has like a little rabbit that pops up, and it shows you're behind the rabbit, and apparently you need to go rescue the rabbit somehow to catch up, and then you get texts like you're behind, you need to catch up. So they're actually going after them saying, look, you guys are pushing these drivers too hard, and this is what's causing accidents. But anyway, that's in California, we argued that Lyft drivers are ostensible agents of their actual drivers, and we actually won that case, by the way.
So I guess my question to you, Fred, is this. If throughout this case, so the guy's using the Amazon app that they have to use, and they do have this feature that says the rabbit's got to push him, but if they're unable to prove that in this particular case, though the guy was looking down, he wasn't running behind, there were no rabbits pushing him to go forward or doing anything, is any of that even relevant to this particular case?
Well, good argument, but I would bet that the whole point is that my understanding, the plaintiffs are arguing, let's assume that didn't happen. It's still there in the back of the mind of the driver that they have to push themselves to get this done, even if he wasn't behind the rabbit. But the point is, he has to really work hard to make sure he's above the rabbit.
Yeah, but don't you think it's like distracting the driver purposely when they have to look at the GPS rabbit?
Well, a lot of people will look at GPS, but the point is the pressure to get things done on time. And there, I believe there's lawsuits against Domino's on that issue, that you're trying to rush, you know, and you get in accidents. And don't quote me on that, because I don't want Amazon going, oh, we never got super. But that's the same basic argument. If you're pushing your people to get things done way too fast, not that they can get it done quickly, but way too fast, it puts pressure on them, and that pressure makes them get in accidents. That's their general argument, even if this guy was ahead of the rabbit.
I would be curious to know, through discovery, if they were ultimately able to show that, okay, there's nothing wrong with wanting people to have the expectation that they make deliveries on time. But if they are loading so much product and so much delivery onto a car that it is, you know, if they're able to show through discovery that it's nearly impossible to get this, allowing for traffic delays and things like that, I think that makes the case worse for Amazon, definitely.
Well, yeah, but even if it's not impossible, but just more difficult, it puts pressure. Their argument is it puts pressure on them, even if they're able to keep up, but they know they have to keep up, right?
Yeah.
So that's the issue. So anyway, that's going forward. We're going to follow that as time goes on. Let's talk about really quick, Denise, Sarah Palin. We're going to talk about that last week. We had the best of Radio Law Talk, but Sarah Palin lost her case against the New York Times. What's the ramifications there?
Well, whenever you have a public figure and there's an allegation of defamation or libel against that public figure by a press, which New York Times is a press, then that public figure has to show actual malice. So it's not enough to show that the item itself, whatever the words were, are untrue. They have to actually show that the person that made those words acted with actual malice. And that is what Sarah Palin failed to do. And we had talked about it a couple weeks ago, and I had kind of surmised that I think she couldn't show the damages. So the side of it would be the injuries and the damages. But what happened in her case is the judge, after the case went to the juror and was given to the jury, the judge made the comment that he was going to dismiss the case because Ms. Palin had not shown actual malice. And somehow that word got out, and the jurors heard that. And then the jury came back and found that New York Times was not liable to Palin because she could not show actual malice. And so it kind of is the cart chasing the horse, or whatever you want to say. I don't think anything of real consequence is going to come of this. I don't necessarily believe that Sarah Palin's going to appeal it, because I don't think she has good grounds for appeal. But it was interesting that the judge had, prior to the jury making his decision, said he was going to dismiss it. That was very unusual. That doesn't happen usually ever. And then have the jury come back and say they had heard what the judge had done and they found the same way was equally disturbing. Yeah. And unless it's appealed, it's going to be of no consequence.
There's a, I can't remember. There was one argument they were going to say about on appeal. I don't remember what it was. They were arguing something.
Well, if they can show that the jury found out about the judge's ruling and that affected their deliberations. Now, some would look at that and say, well, what difference does it make? Because if they had found in Sarah Palin's favor, the judge was going to dismiss it anyway. The problem that we've got with it was if they had found in Sarah Palin's favor and the judge dismissed it, then the rule on appeal, the issue on appeal, is abuse of discretion by the judge to overturn the jury verdict.
Before the jury verdict was done.
Well, if, for example...
Because it should be a JNOV, which is a judgment notwithstanding the verdict. But he made the judgment before he heard the verdict.
That's right. And so the issue is if he had said nothing and then later overturned it, then they could have appealed for abuse of discretion to overturn the jury verdict. But because he preempted it and the jury found out about it, it muddies the waters about what the issue of appeal is.
And it might grant a new trial as a result of that. But I don't think so. I think it won't be appealed. That's kind of my feeling on it. But, you know, who knows? I mean, there was estimates that an appeal would cost upside of $8 million.
Yes.
And she only has $12 million. So I don't know if I'd risk that much money.
Are they, Denise, you think they're going to go after costs on this case? They might try to get their costs.
Oh, you mean New York Times? Of course they're going to go after costs.
Yeah. Todd, tell us about Kelly Clarkson.
And one thing I wanted to say, I forgot to say this, is that the freedom of the press is an equal right to freedom of speech, guys.
It's important.
It's very important. That's why there's such a high standard.
Yes.
And actual malice is required when it's a public figure.
Guess what, Todd? I know this is going to make you really sad.
What?
We're out of time.
Oh, we are out of time.
We are out of time.
Oh, my gosh.
We've got Brad Pitt we'll talk about next week. Let's talk about Kelly Clarkson next week. Let's save it.
Yeah, let's save it.
And let's talk about Brad Pitt suing Angelina Jolie and Kelly Clarkson next week. So that's going to – you guys hang on to your little tiny shirts there and come back next week. Pacific time, 9 to noon. We're live. Cal, roll it.
Now it's time for quick takes, and Mr. Kenyon, I'll bet you are all ready. You look like you're ready to give us one quick take.
Well, I'm just curious about this new Amazon policy because it sounds like they're really against the rabbit dying.
Oh. So Denise, funny. What is yours?
I love soccer. It doesn't matter if it's men's soccer, women's soccer, children's soccer. I love soccer. So I'm really proud of the women for fighting as hard as they did for equal pay.
Awesome. And mine is boring, but you know what? When you're asked to be on a juror, put your little hat on that makes you remember things. And when in doubt, tell the judge so you don't get things going out on appeal. We'll be back next week, 9 to noon.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being.
Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.